We're all familiar with the difficulty in accessing mental health services in this country. We've been described as the worst in Europe. Today, over 60 organisations working in the mental health area are calling for €120 million in additional funds to help address this and other problems. They've written an open letter to the Taoiseach. It's signed by the chief executives of Pieta, Jigsaw, Bernardo's, Bodywise and others. Jennifer Flaherty's 11-year-old daughter Maggie was diagnosed with mental health disorder while living in the United Kingdom. Maggie also has an intellectual disability. But since moving back to Drumshambo, County Leitrim, with her family 2 years ago, Maggie has been unable to access CAMHS, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service. Jennifer spoke to our reporter, Kieran Dineen.
The HSE in 2022, September 22, they set up CAMHS ID, which was a great idea that in each region there would be a specific team for children with intellectual disabilities because they're so vulnerable to mental health disorders, that this would be specifically for them. But that locked them out of regular CAMHS, and the reality is that the HSE do not have a lot of these teams set up. So in our region, there's none of these teams. So Maggie is now locked out of mental health services. She's not on a waiting list. 2 years after being put on the urgent waiting list, she's not on a list. And this is a girl who has already got diagnosis of mental health disorders.
What has it meant for Maggie the last 2 years?
She's diagnosed with ADHD, general anxiety disorder, oppositional defiance disorder, and sleep disorders. So Maggie, like 5 nights out of 7, she doesn't sleep through the night. She's up from 2, 3 a.m. all the way through the day. She is very anxious in that some days we do have good days and we get her out. But in general, Maggie doesn't want to leave the house apart from for school. We can't go on outings as a family. She's aggressive. She can't be on her own with her little brother because she will physically attack him. She has physically attacked us. She has hurt herself. We are not asking for Maggie's autism to be cured. We know that we will be looking after her for life and there'll always be issues. But this level of distress cannot be left untreated. And I mean, we've had doctors say that to us in the UK and here in Ireland, that she should be treated. But because of these new teams being set up, she's been locked out of the system. And the only one, the person who can prescribe medication to my daughter is a psychiatrist, and you can only get that through CAMHS, and we can't get to it. So there is no one there that can, you know, intervene for our daughter.
That's Jennifer Flaherty talking to our reporter, Kieran Dineen, about her daughter, Maggie. Philip Watt is Interim CEO of Mental Health Reform, an umbrella group for organisations working in the area, and he's here in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Heartbreaking there, listening to Jennifer describing the level of distress being felt. Are there mothers like Jennifer in most Irish towns who are finding it impossible to get the help their children need?
Very much so. And last year, there were 24,000 referrals to the Children and Adolescent Mental Health Services, and that represented an increase of 37% from 2020. And many families are trying to access CAMHS. There's significant additional distress because they receive no support while they're waiting for months for assessment and then treatment. So I'm afraid Maggie's story is not alone. It's also a case that, you know, there's not fair distribution of services around Ireland, and you know, the west of Ireland is particularly short of mental health services. And we hope in the reform of the, you know, the restructuring of the health services with the new 6 regions, that there'll be greater fairness in terms of distribution of resources.
Now, this letter to the Taoiseach, you're looking for €120 million, I suppose, in extra budget funding. If you were to get it through the health budget, where specifically do you believe it should be used?
Yeah, so €40 million of that is just to really sustain services as they are. The extra money is for, you know, additional services and innovative services. And, you know, there's research from Britain shows that, you know, early investment in mental health services means that, you know, children and young people and then adults are less likely to need clinical and hospital services later on.
So you're talking about the voluntary and community organisations that you represent, that some of the money should be put in there?
Absolutely. We're calling for an additional $25 million for, you know, the fantastic organisations that provide mental health services, like Bernardo's and Jigsaw and Shine. They're really, it's really important that, you know, their work is recognised. And they're struggling. They're struggling to meet staff costs, but they're struggling to meet additional need as well. So additional resources are badly needed in this budget.
Don't they get money from the health budget?
They do, but it's, you know, they're struggling with extra costs, as all organisations are. And, you know, Section 39 money has been delayed for some projects, you know, so they're waiting on that. And we would like to see, you know, that the extra cost and the extra demand is actually covered in this budget.
Now, I suppose we've heard about the major barriers in getting into treatment. How are we doing on the standard of care in this country once a person enters the system?
It can vary. You know, some of the care is absolutely excellent, both in the statutory services and in the non-government sectors. But we know the challenges around CAMHS that we talked about earlier on, and, you know, the need for additional oversight. And it's good that in the Mental Health Bill, the government has said that the Mental Health Commission will expand their role to cover non-hospital mental health services, and that's really important as well.
Okay, Philip Watt, Interim CEO of Mental Health Reform, thank you very much for coming into studio to us this morning. Now it's News Headlines with Brian.